have not written any only speak 8 slokes and some slokes, but it is told that Buddha not himself, not authentic written are, but these 8 slokes has been told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And it is more authentic than Ved Upanishad. Even Srimad Bhagavatam, it concludes Srimad Bhagavatam and all complete. And this is the origin of all the books composed by Goswami. In his last day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to relish 8-bit Raya Ramananda and Sarup Damodar, sometimes Sikhi Maiti and Raya Ramananda and Sarup Damodar. He used to be used to read Srimad Bhagavatam slokas and also of Jayadeva Goswami, Gita Govinda and Krishna Karanamrit and Vidyapati Chandi Das. Whole night Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to weep and they try to console him in the mood of Radhika. And he used to release the same thing when Uddhav went to Nandagaon and met with gopis and especially with Radhika. And Radhika Srimati was fully absorbed in separation mode, high class. And see what she realized there in Vipralambaras, same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relishing in Gambhira. So all these are in this Rig Shastak of Mahaprabhu. Complete only high class of devotees like Raya Ramananda and Sarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, they can taste all this. It is like a hard three fala. Three fala, you know?
Bell fruit.
From upside, so hard. It is very hard to go inside for Madhyam Adhikari. If any Uttam Mahabhagavat will break it, and give some things, then we can know. Otherwise, we cannot know all these things. So, I think in morning you should try to give classes on this quickly. First this, and then if you have time, then you can take Upadeshamritam of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, explanation of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And if you have more time, then manasic. Otherwise, you should try to give class of. One day you can give Shyamrani, other devotees, Govinda Bhakat, or other qualified devotees can give classes on this. If I will come, then I can meet. If you are ready till 7, then in the morning. Otherwise, if you are not ready, then I may come when? 6. On an evening, it is final, I will come.
Maybe
at 10 or 7.
If you have to go to the ocean, half an hour drive.
Oh, then I will not go. I will not go. I will take bath here.
Asamangalati, we can do kirtan here and be waiting for you to come, having kirtan in this room.
Not so much, but if little kirtan is there, Gurvastak, Vaishnav, Vandana, and then Pancha Tattva, you should try to do kirtan of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Karo More. With mood and with knowingly, you should know the meaning of this and try to pray like this. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Karo More. Then, Ha Prabhu,
Patita Pavana Hetu,
Tavavata, Pavana Hetu, Tavavatar, Tumabena,
Mohsama, Patita Prabhu Na Paibaya,
Ha Prabhu Nityananda. All these are like praying with heart and prayer. So, we should try to give class on. Sometimes I may some speak and others they should tell directly. You can do. And you can manage your Mahaprasadam and everything very in good way as we did in last year here. I think more devotees will be than last year. And very highly qualified they are. So we will begin. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
Let there be supreme victory for the chanting of the holy name of Sri Krishna alone, which cleanses the mirror of the heart and completely extinguishes the blazing forest fire of material existence. Sri Krishna Sankirtan diffuses the soothing moon rays of Bhav, which causes the white lotus of good fortune for the jivas to bloom. The holy name is the life and soul of transcendental knowledge, which is here compared to a wife. It continuously expands the ocean of transcendental bliss, enabling one to taste complete nectar at every step. The holy name of Sri Krishna thoroughly cleanses and cools the self, one's nature and determination, as well as the body, both internal and external.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining this slok in the mood of Sarva Damodarendra. Also, he has come down the mood of Raya Ramananda and Sarup Damodar, we cannot realize. So he has come more down. And he has written in such a way that the person like us can understand. Coming in the mood of Madhyam Adhikari, so that even those who are coming in Madhyam Adhikari, even they can have some idea of this. You know that they cannot follow. But even he has explained like so, that name can give everything. His name is transcendental. Krishna is more merciful than Krishna, what Krishna is. More. We cannot touch Krishna. We cannot see Krishna. We cannot relish Krishna. When or all false ego will go, all offenses will go, all kinds of worldly desires, everything will go. No attraction, no attachment for this body and for body. Deha daihik.
The body and all things in relationship to the body.
Everything go away. Then we can chant Krishna name. Atah Krishna madi na bhavet grahiye indriyaiha shrevan mukho hi jivva do swayam evus purasada. What is the meaning?
Because the transcendental name, form, qualities of Krishna are all transcendental. Therefore, the material senses, they cannot touch these things. But when one becomes sevanamukh, that means always inclined to render service, and his heart is saturated with the service mood, at that time, out of causeless mercy, the transcendental name, form, and qualities of Krishna, they manifest themselves upon the tongue of the sadhak.
I want that. I have come from very far away, India. And you have also come from very far, far away places. Making some
sacrifice
you have come. So if you are not hearing and sleeping, then I will have to control. I will have to tell that, oh, you should stand up. So please sit very much like this, not like this, not like this. Sorry, what?
Alert.
So you should keep your not hands here or here like this, or straight off, and try to hear. Not
closing eyes.
Oh, like this. Like, no. A man is thirsty and he wants water. So try to take it like water. Then you can have something, otherwise nothing. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling me, this name is transcendental, more merciful than Krishna. It is very hard to touch Krishna, to see Krishna, to realize Krishna, to play with Krishna, to serve Krishna directly in his form. But any person, very low, lusty, he may be dark, quiet or anything. He may be drowned in worldly things like ajami. But he can chant Krishna name. Whether it will be with what abhas, semblance
of the name,
semblance of name, or it will be offense, which is offense, but he can chant. And it will be very beneficial to all. We can take off this name. But the name which will take us to Vrindavan, Bhajmandal, there, and engaged in the service of Swarup, Krishna and Radha, with love and affection like gopis, then this name cannot do anything. Semblance or offensive name. Because our mind, our tongue, our all senses are material. Material things cannot touch transcendental. And that is why when we are in the stage of material ground, material body, material tongue, material intelligence, and we are already captured, controlled by all these things, pure name cannot come. Never it will come. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that what is the process for the all persons who are running in material, all these things covered and controlled by material, like us, more than us. What is the process that we can adopt and very easily we can chant that real name? Pure transcendental name. It is very hard because our all body senses, mind, tongue, eyes, ears, what are you doing? So everything is our material. And Krishna, everything is transcendental. What is that process? That it will take us to that place. Our tongue is material. Then how we can touch, this tongue can touch transcendentalness? The pastimes of Krishna is transcendental and our ear is material. How it can hear the sweet voice of Bansi or any Hari Katha pastimes? They are not different from Krishna. Krishna beauty, Krishna sound, flute sound, his body, everything is transcendental. So how we can hear transcendental pastimes of Krishna? Absurd. How this tongue can chant, oh, transcendental name? It cannot touch. It may be that by mercy that name can come and dance on the tongue. It may be that the pastimes of Krishna, they can come and can dance in our ears. Oh, it may be that the remembrance of Krishna, they can come in our mind and they can dance automatically. But what is that process? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very kindly, mercifully, he is giving that process to us. Though it is everything in Sikshastra, but for us, nothing is clear. Nothing. We are like blind persons. Ajnan Timir Andharsya. We are
blinded by the darkness of ignorance.
All, some less or some more, but all are covered, controlled by this. And there are so many false egos that, oh, I know more than Maharaj, more than he. I'm Devendranath. I'm so senior, more than all. Not for I'm telling to him. I'm telling for all. I'm Brajanatha. Oh, you know me? I'm Jadurani. Oh, so senior. I've served my Guru Dev. You know me? I'm not ordinary. I'm Vichitri. More than all. I was private secretary. You don't know me. I used to control all. So this false ego. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur mercifully giving something. So you should try to take it. If you will have all the knowledges of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and you will accept and follow of very quickly, a transcendental name will come and dance on your tongue, and that transcendental name has so many pastimes, and it will dance in our ears, it will dance on remembrance, it will come in our hand senses, and we can serve Krishna otherwise. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that I am writing the explanation of, very easy explanation of this Shastra, so that a very common person can understand and realize all these things. But how I am writing? I have no intelligence. I am not qualified to write all this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in my mind and he inspired. And by his inspiration, Nityananda Prabhu gave his mercy to me. And then Rupa and Raghuna, they quickly came in my mind, and they inspired, and that is, I am right. So this is not of only Bhaktivinoda Thakur, coming from whom? Oh, this slok is of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So who is the teller?
Speaker.
Who is the speaker of these original slokas? And he is inspiring in his heart. That is, Raya Ramananda Swarup Damodar also inspiring, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tested with them. And by their mercy, he is inspired, and then he is written. He cannot write all that with Raya Ramananda and Swarup Damodar Mahaprabhu tested. It cannot be. In full, only some length, only a drop or not full drop, a particle he is giving. If whole explanation will be written, then it may be a book of like so much. So much. All Srimad Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Goswami's books, all will come in that. So it was a very big book. Very good book. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing in
brief.
In brief. That we are in this world. Sansar chakra mein bhare pade hue bhagavat vimukh jeevon ka kalyan kare. Brahma, when he created this world, Brahma is not creator of this world, but he has created. What he has done? Some parts of a motor car is being done here, some parts there, the engine anywhere, the body anywhere, this anywhere. And about 50 places there are so many karkhana,
factories,
and special factories are done. And then accompanies that he collects all the parts, and some engineers, they begin to
assemble
all the parts, and then it becomes a car to drive. All the parts are not done in a same company. Oh, so many companies are there. Only they are doing only that part. So Brahma is doing this thing. He is taking parts from here and there. Soul cannot be created. Never. No creation of soul. No creation of air, water,
fire,
ether.
Earth.
Anyone cannot. The dust of earth, Brahma cannot do. All the causes of causes are in Krishna, sarva karana karana. Everything coming from him in crude way, crude?
Raw.
And then Brahma, what he does? He collects them and he makes this body, but by the mitre of Krishna. Advaitacharya and Nimitta, Mahavishnu, Upadan and Nimitta. All these coming from Mahavishnu. And then Brahma collects it, makes something, and makes like this body. Soul is there. Five, man, buddhi, hankar, chitta.
Gross element.
Gross.
And three subtle elements.
Subtle, this is subtle.
This is gross. And
gross.
Mind. And
mind and all are subtle. So Brahma makes this. For trees, creepers, animals in water, animals in air, and everything. So Brahma creates. Then Brahma sees that. Oh, very strange thing. All here in this, what I have done, all these souls are conditioned souls. And they are suffering so much. They are suffering so much, like hawks and pigs and dogs. if anyone touch high class of what drink. And he becomes senseless,
drunk,
taking
alcohol or anything, wine, and he becomes senseless in a
lying in a gutter.
I got a drain.
Drain.
Senseless. But he has something, semblance of his sense. Oh, I am monarch of all. I am in sitting in the throne, controlling whole world. Like mad person. So though we are in suffering, but what we think? Very intelligent I am. I am controller of this whole world. I am tester of everything. I am doer of all activities. There is none equal to me like this thing. Oh, even in chant, he thinks that I am more intelligent than Devendra. And he thinks that I am more intelligent than Indra and Brahma. So all, each every are thinking like this. And they are not realizing that, oh, I am so stupid, nonsense, and I am fallen. Never anyone, even an ant. I think in our company, whole company, all thinks that I am wiser than all. Narayan Maharaj knows some words of epic something. And some logic. But my logic is more better. I will cut his all arguments. So it is fact that any realized person who is liberated, he cannot make understand to all these things, men, conditioned souls, never. They are full of false ego. So Brahma is thinking, how those who are
how can there be any benefit for the living entities who are oblivious to the Lord, having fallen into the cycle of repeated birth and death in material existence? Preoccupied with this question, Sri Brahmaji, who knows the fundamental truths regarding the Lord, sought long to find its solution. With resolute attention, he scrutinized all the Vedas 3 times, and by his intelligence, he concluded that the topmost perfection of religion is that by which one can obtain exclusive love for Bhagavan Sri Krishna, who is the Supersoul of all existence.
So he is Brahma. He is not conditioned soul. There are 2 kinds of Brahma. One Brahma came from the
navel.
From the navel
of
Karnataka Sai Vishnu. Garbhodar Sai. And he was on the top of
lotus,
and he saw everywhere water, everywhere. Nothing, anything, only that lotus was there on which he was sitting or standing, and everywhere water. Oh, currents coming, breath so much. Nothing else. And after that, by the wish of Krishna Narayan, he created all these things. And when creation was full, then he is thinking. All where covered with
ignorance
and very suffering so much here. He has four heads. What is the meaning? Everywhere he can see with four heads. Very intelligent. He can see everywhere. And Vedas are in his mouth. Always he is uttering Vedas. He is the Gyata of all Vedas.
The knower of
Vedas. Knower of Vedas. So, he is perfect person. So, one Brahma coming from here and his soul not liberated but on the margin line of liberation. He has knowledge, all kinds of knowledge. But he is not full liberated Brahma. So sometimes he is in confusion. And next Brahma, when there is no qualified jivas in this Brahma, in whole creation, who can act the work of Brahma, this creation, knowing all the Vedas, bhakti, there are no qualifications, no qualified jivas. Then Vishnu himself, Garbhodasai himself, becomes like Brahma. And then he creates all everything. So then this Brahma, like everything, not conditioned souls. He is some different from this.
He's called Guna Avatar. Is that Guna Avatar?
Both are Guna Avatar. Mm-hmm. The post is Guna Avatar. Mm-hmm. But sometimes Vishnu acts as Guna Avatar Brahma and sometimes conditioned souls, having all the qualities, who are now in the border line of to be liberated fully. So, the two kinds. Also there are two in Brahma, two sections, Hiranyagarbha and
Vairag.
Hiranyagarbha Vishnu Tattva and Vairag Brahma may be Jiva Tattva. So Brahma anyhow is thinking, how
how can there be any benefit for the
How
can there be any benefit for the living entities who are oblivious to the Lord, having fallen into the cycle of repeated birth and death?
He is thinking. Because he knows something about Vedas. By himself, Krishna or Narayana. Everything in Veda, but very, very deep meaning. Outwardly, seems that they engage whole world in fruitive karma, like Yajna and all others. And Upanishad, they engage jivas in this nirvishesh jnana. But actually, Veda, Pratipadya Vishaya,
the subject established by the Vedas,
are what? Krishna. But it is very hard to know this. So, he was thinking, why so learned? As it may be that he was Vishnu Brahma. So he is thinking, how they can be benefited. So from this, or again, it seems, and it decides that Bhagavat Bhakti is transcendental thing. But
preoccupied with this question, Sri Brahmaji, who knows the fundamental truth regarding the Lord, sought long to find its solution. With resolute attention, he scrutinized all the Vedas 3 times, and by his intelligence he concluded that the topmost perfection of religion is that by which one can obtain exclusive love for Bhagavan Sri Krishna, who is the Supersoul of all existence.
This is called bhakti. What is bhakti? What has been told? You? Bhakti, bhakti. What is bhakti?
Bhakti means that exclusive devotion to Krishna without material desires, without desire for further activities, for desire and conversion to God, for the pleasure of Krishna, the cultivation.
Pure love and affection. With pure love and affection, the service of Radha and Krishna conjugal is bhakti. In first stage it is called bhakti, and after that it can be told like bhava bhakti and then prema bhakti. So only by this, if anyone adopts this method of bhakti, that his life can be successful, otherwise no. Today, but go prema.
Hari Hari Bo.
And he was remembering with bhakti Krishna. And then in his trance, Narayan came or Vishnu came. And then he was praying to him. And there he told Chatushloki Bhagavat in trance. Not he went to Vaikunth. And then asked, Javan aham bhav.
Astu me kadanugraha.
So he told 4 slokas. And this is the root of Srimad
Bhagavatam.
But not in Golok Vrindavan. Here in this world, in Brahmalok or anywhere. He has not gone to Vaikuntha. Never. He can go up to Khir Samudra in this world, in this Brahmand.
Ocean of milk. Ocean of milk.
Milk. Only that, Khir Samudra. He cannot go there, beyond. So, after that, he is called Adhikrit Dasya. Adhikrit Dasya means? He has been given any service to create these things. And after this, if doing so, and he will develop his Krishna consciousness, then by a special mercy of Krishna, he can be liberated and he may go to Narayan Lok, Vaikunth Lok. And if a special mercy of gopis that he has prayed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tadbhuri Bhaggamiha, Janm Kimap Atabhyam Jai Gopi, he is praying like this. Oh, I want to be a dust of Vrindavan, to touch the dust of Vrindavan, I want to be any creature or anything in this. If not in Vrindavan, then I may have a birth. In any planet, anywhere where pure devotees are there, and they are discussing high classes of Hari Katha there. And I can hear there. I can take the remnants of this devotee anywhere in this world. Even not, I am not qualified to take birth in Vrindavan. So Brahma is praying. So he is in this world. He may be liberated by the grace of Krishna. But Vishnu, Brahma, he is liberated.
But no. If he's only on the borderline, how could he be the head of our Sampradaya?
Oh, a Madhyam Adhikari or more than Mahabhagavat, they can do. Even being in this world, only they can do. So, the devotees serving Krishna, they are in Golok Vrindavan or Vaikunth, they will not. They can have some mercy. Like Lakshmi. Mukta means not in sense of that Vastu Siddhi is not there.
Mm-hmm.
But Swarup Siddhi is there. Understand? Gaur Brahma.